Outside Legislative Hall, Brenna Goggin, advocacy manager from the Delaware Nature Society, offered a sense of why the activists showed up.
Close to 80 people out here in the drizzle, cloudy day on the steps of Legislative Hall celebrating Delaware's water, whether it be drinking water, whether it be the water that they kayak in and canoe in. They're here celebrating it today.
Yet it's hard to celebrate the current state of Delaware's water quality. 94% of the first state's waterways are considered impaired for fishing and swimming. Harsh facts like these are one of the reasons why the Delaware Nature Society launched its Clean Water Campaign in March, along with the Center for the Inland Bays and the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary. Over the last 3 months, they've been appealing to anyone who values water quality. So far, they've gained the support of 10,000 individuals and 15 organizations. Several attendees at the Clean Water Rally came from the town of Ellendale in Sussex County, bringing with them at least one bottle of yellowish water from their local supply. Loretta Benson, executive director of the Ellendale Community Civic Improvement Association, says the community has been unhappy with its water quality for over 20 years.
It has rust in it. It's contaminated. It's bad for the health. Our children is our future. So we need to hear from our legislators and the senators.
Benson added that some of her neighbors in Ellendale spend $300 a month to buy clean drinking water from the store. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.